Hyrule Lane, Disc 4.
Chapter 11. In the attic, above the Abbey Library, the window shutters had been removed. Sister Snowdrop sat on a heap of books framed in a shaft of early evening sunlight, swirling with red-gold dust motes. Books, scrolls, volumes and ancient archives lay thick about the little old mouse. Her reverie was broken when Tyria came pounding in, followed by her three friends along with Brink and Skipper.
Sister, what is it? What have you found?
Enveloped by dust, Snowdrop pulled a kerchief from her sleeve as she attempted to reply.
Effa! Effa! Achoo!
Scrambling up, she raced to the open window, sneezing several more times. Breathing in gulps of fresh air, the sister glared over her tiny square glasses at them.
Really? Do you have to come stampeding in here and raising all that dust? Most inconsiderate.
Snowdrop paused to clean her spectacles.
You may well ask what I've found, but I'm not showing it to any beast in here until I've had my afternoon tea on the west wall top. We'll talk about it there.
Brink scratched his head spikes.
But why would you be taking tea up there, sister?
Skipper interrupted his friend.
Wait, sister, I'll tell this old buffer. That because Friar Bibble ain't serving on the lawn. Afternoon tea's ended. But if ye was to go to the wall top, you'd find our abbess there with Mole Mum Burby. Without looking, I can tell you, they'll be sitting on those little folding chairs sharing a pot of tea and a tray of goodies, same as they do every morning, noon, late noon and evening. Every day. Right, sister?
Snowdrop beamed at him.
Right, Skipper Banjon. Very observant of you, I must say. You go on now. I'll get my beaker from the library and meet you all up there with my discovery.
Having installed herself on top of the gatehouse steps at the west wall top, Sister Snowdrop took full advantage of the generosity of the abbess and Burby, dunking arrowroot and almond biscuits into a steaming beaker of mint and comfrey tea. She indicated a large, thick green volume she had brought with her.
Feast your eyes on this, my friends. What do you think of it?